Dr. Eileen Marty is a professor at Florida International University, where she is the director of the Travel Medicine Program. Dr. Marty, good morning. I wanted to get to a couple of questions listeners emailed or texted us. First off, let's see, enjoy your show. The question for Dr. Marty. A senior friend recently went to a pharmacy for her COVID and flu shots. She was accidentally given two COVID shots. Are there any adverse effects to her health from a double dose of the vaccine? She's very concerned. That's from Jan in Tennessee.
Okay, so that's a really fantastic and very interesting question, because remember, we started developing these messenger RNA vaccines as prototypes, and we had that prototype for the Middle East respiratory syndrome. And at that time, we first teased out how much should be in a dose. And so, for example, some of the tests use 10 micrograms, some 30, some 100 for the Pfizer vaccine, for example, and different doses for the Moderna vaccines, trying to tease out exactly what's going to give you the most efficacy and the lowest side effects, right? So we came to the conclusions that we did based on optimal dose for vaccine efficacy with minimal side effects. So what's going to happen? Yes, she probably is going to have a more soreness in the arm than she would from just, assuming it's shot in the same arm. And if it's in both arms, she's going to have two very sore arms, right? And she may have higher fever. And she may have, so all those things that the immune system naturally does when it sees something it doesn't like, right? When it says, this is not me, I need to have this sort of innate response, that's going to go up. But in terms of serious stuff, serious consequences, assuming that she's not a young male who's at risk for, and of course, I don't know who the individual is, and it does make a difference as to who it is, right? Mm-hmm. But assuming it's not a young male that might be at slightly increased risk for myocarditis, the odds are it will not have any significant negative effects, but unfortunately, it will not necessarily have any particular benefit. And you might want to ask, because this is really important for people our age, Bob, and that is, we do give quadruple doses to people over 65 of flu vaccines, and that's both the egg-based and the recombinant vaccines, but we don't do that for SARS-CoV-2. We instead, what we recommend for older folks is that everybody should be taking two COVID, everybody above 65 should be taking two COVID shots per year. And it has to do with how the two different models of or platforms for giving a vaccine work. When you're presenting the protein, as we do with the flu vaccine, right? We're just presenting the protein to the immune system. If you're old, the things that detect it just don't work as well. So you need that higher dose to make it work better. But when we give these messenger RNA vaccines that have this lipid that allows that little vaccine to get inside the cell, then it doesn't matter that those receptors are weaker. It doesn't matter that we have some senescence or aging of our T cells and all these other problems, because right away it triggers all the appropriate types of changes intracellularly, and you get amazing response from the cytotoxic T lymphocytes, the CD8 cells, so that's why you don't need higher doses, and why she really didn't need two doses of the COVID vaccine.
Well, that's the answer. Plus, appreciate that. And one more thing, I was going to ask you about. I heard about this. I think it's called arbovirus, where you are in Florida. What is that? Is that spreading around the country?
So what's going on with, first of all, there's lots and lots of arboviruses. That just means a virus that's transmitted by either an insect or an arachnid. And the most typical arachnids that transmit these arboviruses are ticks. So anything that's transmitted by ticks or mosquitoes or other insects, those are arboviruses. And right now there's a horrific outbreak of arboviral infections, especially three of them in Cuba. And yes, here in Florida, because there's still a tremendous amount of travel between Cuba and South Florida especially, we are getting imported cases. And so we're on the lookout, not just for people who are sick from dengue or chikungunya or Oropouche, which are the three that are showing up. Oropouche hasn't shown up yet in this year. It did show up last year because this thing has been going on in Cuba for a while. And the reason it's going is because of all the hurricanes they've had, the infrastructure problem, the garbage that allows water to accumulate where the mosquitoes can breed, and then these little biting midges that give the Oropouche. All of that's increased in Cuba. Now, we're looking for it here, but what we're most concerned about is people who bring it in their blood and aren't manifesting symptoms, because those people can infect our mosquitoes and lead to autochthonous cases, as has happened several times before. So that's the concern for the U.S. If you're traveling to Cuba, I highly recommend that you don't. But if you do, I would say that basically put permethrin on all of your gear and clothing, except underwear, before you leave, so that you have that high protection, and wear bug spray, one of the four EPA recommended bug sprays. I particularly like IR3535 and Picaridin, because those work really well and they don't stink or damage your electronics.
See how lucky we are to be living where it's nice and cold and snowy. Thank you, Dr. Eileen Marty, and we will talk to you again next week. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Bob.